Coinbase and Kalshi bring regulated perpetual crypto futures to U.S. Coinbase, and Kalshi are bringing regulated perpetual crypto futures to U.S. investors, according to a Reuters report published on May 30, 2026. The move pulls onshore a product that has spent most of its life on offshore venues beyond the reach of U.S. retail traders. Perpetual futures, or PERPs, are derivatives contracts that track an asset's price without an expiry date. Traders can hold a leveraged, long or short position indefinitely, paying or receiving a periodic funding rate that keeps the contract tethered to spot. The format dominates global crypto trading volume, but U.S. residents have largely been walled off from it. Sent instead to platforms like Binance and Bybit that operate outside U.S. jurisdiction. The regulatory wrapper that makes it work, the partnership pairs. Coinbase, the largest U.S.-listed crypto exchange, with Kalshi, an exchange regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Kalshi built its name on event contracts and prediction markets, operating as a CFTC-designated contract market. That federal registration is the piece that lets a perpetual-style product trade for U.S. customers within an existing rulebook rather than in a gray zone. For years, the standard answer to where do U.S. traders get perps was an offshore account, a VPN, and a tolerance for counterparty risk that domestic regulators could do nothing about. A CFTC-supervised venue changes that calculus. Positions, margin, and customer funds sit inside a framework with disclosure and segregation requirements, which is a different risk profile than an unregulated exchange in a jurisdiction with no recovery path if something breaks. Closing the gap with offshore venues. Offshore exchanges have held a structural advantage in derivatives for most of crypto's history. Their perp order books are deep, their leverage is high, and their funding markets are liquid around the clock. U.S. platforms, constrained by what regulators would permit, mostly offered spot trading and a narrower set of expiring futures. That gap is the reason a large share of U.S.-linked derivatives flow ended up routed through accounts that U.S. authorities could neither see nor protect. A domestic, CFTC-wrapped PERP product is a direct attempt to bring that flow home. It will not match every parameter of an offshore venue on day one, and the leverage and contract specs available under U.S. rules are likely tighter than what traders find on Binance or Bybit. The pitch is not maximal leverage. It is a regulated counterparty and a clear legal status. The timing lands in a soft tape. As of May 30, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 73,536 SARS, down 2.5% over the prior week, with Ether around 2018, and the broader market reading fear at 33 on the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. Derivatives products tend to launch into whatever market exists, and a cautious one can actually suit a regulated debut. Fewer fireworks, more focus on plumbing. Coinbase widens its U.S. footprint. For Coinbase, the launch extends a multi-year push to build out U.S. derivatives. The company already operates a CFTC-regulated futures business and has steadily added products aimed at moving trading activity onto regulated American rails. Adding perpetual-style contracts through the Kalshi partnership fills one of the most conspicuous remaining holes in its U.S. lineup. There's a quieter ecosystem angle for users who hold a Coinbase account for everyday purposes. The same login that anchors a Coinbase card and balance now sits next to a wider menu of regulated trading products. That consolidation cuts both ways. Convenience for users who want one regulated home for spot, derivatives, and spending, and concentration risk for anyone who prefers to keep trading and custody separate. Traders weighing onshore perps against offshore leverage in markets like the United States are really choosing between regulatory protection and looser contract terms.